High 90 and the low 65. Sunset will occur at 8:45 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow morning, 5:27. The air is calm. Barometer at 29.92 is up slightly. No precipitation today. And again, with foggy conditions, we're at our overnight low of 64 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news at 6 is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers. It's 64 degrees at 6 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden doing an interview with WURD Radio in Philadelphia. First question he was asked, of course, concerned last week's debate performance.
I had a bad debate, but 90 minutes on stage does not erase what I've done for 3.5 years. I led our economy back from the brink. It's still improving. Lower prescription drug costs.
20 Democratic governors met with Biden either in person or virtually at the White House on Wednesday. The president told them he is committed to running again, and they said they would support him. Tomorrow, President Biden will be interviewed by ABC's George Stephanopoulos. On this 4th of July, there is a boil water out order out for all the nation's capital because of a problem with a water treatment plant in Virginia. Hurricane warnings for the Cayman Islands and Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula this morning following Hurricane Beryl's swipe of southern Jamaica. Britain is voting today. The polls are open. Conservatives have been in power for 14 years. They're far behind Labor. This is ABC News. Convicted in California, a man who killed a former high school classmate. ABC's Alex Stone with the story.
26-year-old Samuel Woodward convicted of first-degree murder with a hate crime enhancement for killing Blaze Bernstein. Bernstein was a gay Jewish college student who was back home in Southern California when he went missing. A week later, his body was found in a shallow grave in an Orange County park. The jury convicting Woodward.
Guilty.
At the trial, Woodward admitted to the murder. Prosecutors said he had joined a violent anti-gay, anti-Semitic group and had been targeting gay men. Alex Stone, ABC News.
New concerns about some popular weight loss drugs. A new study is linking Ozempic and Wegovy to a rare form of blindness. Patients taking them were found to be at a higher risk for a condition that causes a loss of blood to the optic nerve. And a historic hire in hockey, the Seattle Kraken naming Jessica Campbell as an assistant coach, now the first woman to serve as a coach in the NHL. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
An update on sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Colin Ray pitched 7 innings, Christian Yelich homered, and the Brewers beat the Rockies 3-0 last night. Colin Ray gave up 6 hits while striking out 4 and walking none in his 4th victory in 5 starts. He is now 8-2 on the season. Those two teams will wrap up the series coming up today. 4th of July action featuring Tobias Myers on the mound against Cal Quantrill. In other notes from the Brewers yesterday, they acquired veteran right-hander Aaron Civale from the Tampa Bay Rays in the National League Central Brewers' latest attempt to boost their injured starting pitching staff. In the National League yesterday, Washington 7-5 over the Mets, Pittsburgh 5, St. Louis 4, Atlanta 3-1 winners against San Francisco, Philadelphia top the Cubs 5-3, Arizona 12, the Dodgers 4. In the American League, the White Sox 8, Cleveland 2, Houston 9-2 over Toronto, Detroit 9, Minnesota 2, Kansas City 4, Tampa Bay 2, Oakland 5-0 over the Angels, Baltimore 4, Seattle 1. Interleague action, Boston 7-2 over Miami, Cincinnati 3, the Yankees 2, and San Diego a 6-4 winner against Texas. That's an update on Thursday morning, 4th of July sports.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
A high of 83 today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms happening, likely by late morning. Some could be strong. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, a low of 63. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely Friday and 74. Right now at WRCO, with a little fog still draped around us, after a midnight reading of 69, it is 64 degrees. Good morning. Happy 4th of July from all of us at WRCO. Vassar and American Child on WRCO on this 4th of July day. So we get ready for the day, and we're looking forward to many events going on today, and maybe taking part in a few. Well, we'll maybe headed to Lone Rock a little bit later on today for the many events they have there. Begins this morning with the walk run, which will be happening, getting underway in the 8 o'clock hour, and check in and sign in around 8 this morning for the 5K Water Run Walk in Lone Rock. A reminder as well, the Brewer Public Library is closed today in observance of the Independence Holiday. 9 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock today, so we take you toward Montana. Here's John Denver and Amy Lou Harris.
He was born in the Bitterroot Valley in the early morning rain. Wild geese over the water, heading north and home again. Bringing a warm wind from the south, bringing the first taste of the spring. His mother took him to her breast, softly she did sing. Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him a love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart give him a lion in his eyes, give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild Montana skies. His mother died that summer and he never learned to cry. He never knew his father and he never did ask why. And he never knew the answers that would make an easy way. But he learned to know the wilderness and to be a man that way. His mother's brother took him into his family and his home, gave him a hand that he could lean on and the strength to call his own. And he learned to be a farmer and he learned to love the land. And he learned to read the seasons and he learned to make a stand. Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him a love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart. Give him a light in his eyes. Give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild Montana skies. On the eve of his 21st birthday, he set out on his own. He was 30 years in running, but he found his way back home. Riding a storm across the mountains and an aching in his heart. Said he came to turn the pages and to make a brand new start. Now he never told the story of the time that he was gone. Some say he was a lawyer, some say he was a John. There was something in the city that he said he couldn't breathe. There was something in the country that he said he couldn't leave. Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him a love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart. Give him a light in his eyes. Give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild Montana sky. Now some say he was crazy, some are glad he's gone. Some of us will miss him, we'll try to carry on. Giving a voice to the forest, giving a voice to the dawn. Giving a voice to the wilderness and the land that he lived on. Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him a love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart, give him a light in his eyes. Give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild Montana skies. Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him a love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart, give him a light in his eyes. Give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild.
That is Lady A on WRCO Radio 617, the good morning time. Someone told me it's kind of a pink sky out there, but I can't see it. It's a little foggy around these parts right now. It's going to lift, and then we'll see what happens for the rest of the day. Varying reports. Someone told me earlier this morning they saw the radar. It didn't look like it was going to rain till like late afternoon, early evening. But that's not what Tony is saying. So we'll see who wins out. Tony's saying rain likely by late morning. Oh, yes. Well, we know the drill. That's for sure. And hopefully you got a few things done in the great outdoors yesterday. Maybe a little bit of mowing done. I mowed earlier this week, but there's always something you can do. It could be trimming or pruning or weeding. And I kind of wimped out because I said, oh, it's hot. I don't want to.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do.
Vitesnik Power Sports.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart? Please.
Save big on back to school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 30.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
Being without you has turned out to be so inconvenient. And wishing I was with you just seems to use up all my time. You've been gone so long that it's hard to recall just how the dream went. And all but this broken heart in me, I guess is doing fine. Is it still over? Are we still through? Since my phone still ain't ringing, I assume it still ain't you. I I've half a mind to take the time to find somebody new. But I'm not too sure that I'm still over you. That lie that I tried to slip by you was told with good intentions. It was just another way to say I love you and protect you from the truth. And half a pound of cure is surely worth a half an ounce of pure prevention. And trying to explain while I'm insane, the hardest thing I've ever tried to do. Is it still over? Are we still through? Since my phone still ain't ringing, I assume it still ain't you. Well, I've had a mind to take the time to find somebody new. But I'm not too sure that I'm still over you. Still through. Since my phone still ain't ringing, I assume it still ain't you. Well, I've had my mind to take the time to find somebody new, but I'm not too sure that I'm still over you. If I repeat myself, it's 'cause I've nothing else to do. And I'm not too sure that I'm still over you. I'm not too sure that I'm still over you.
Randy Travis on WRCO. Listen for your chance to win some ice cream all during the month of July. We'll be playing you the Ice Cream Man jingle. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. And when you hear that today, be caller 5. We'll be doing that today on a little 4th of July. What goes better with the 4th of July than ice cream, I ask you? Yes. Yeah, I think I may even have some later on. I may have to break into some. Yeah, it'd be nice to be able to make homemade ice cream because we used to do that as kids, but got a few other things planned. And that does take a little bit of planning to get that and all the ingredients and everything. But that used to be a, kind of a staple with a lot of celebrations back in the day, prior to fireworks and shooting off bottle rockets or whatever it was. And back before there was a limit on things that were safe and weren't safe. I remember the folks telling me about, this is before I was around, but they evidently, a bunch of family members had brought together some fireworks and somebody shot a bottle rocket and it went around the house and hit right where all of the others were displayed or were stored. And boom, everything went off in about 10 seconds. It was done. So some money up in flames very quickly. It is 64 degrees here at WRCO Radio as we move on toward a news, weather, and sports update today. This is Zach Top.
My lucky star fell out of the sky right before my wishing well went dry. Seems every which way I go, there's a black cat crossing the road. Played the lottery with last month's rent. I'm still waiting on my ship to come in. making love convince me love again. Then she left me for my best friend. My third and fourth played crazy as hell. I even bought a rabbit's foot, but that didn't.
Luck on this 4th of July. Best of luck as you head out and about today and travel through the fog. Drive carefully and allow some extra time perhaps today.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? As a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. The forecast for today, a high of 83, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely by late morning, some of which could be strong. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms and a low of 63. Friday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely and a high of 74. This morning, with some fog settled in, our temperature is now up a degree from the overnight low. We're at 65.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. A federal judge will listen to First Amendment arguments surrounding the RNC. The case against the city of Milwaukee was brought by demonstrators who claim their right to protest outside the Republican National Convention has been denied. The lawsuit challenges a city ordinance requiring protesters to register and obtain time slots for marches within the RNC footprint. The court's decision will determine whether the rules violate First Amendment rights. A leadership change at UW-Milwaukee. Chancellor Mark Mohn is stepping down from the helm of the Universities of Wisconsin's second-largest campus at the end of the upcoming academic year. He announced his decision Wednesday. He'll return to his faculty position in UWM's Business School next spring. Mohn has spent 35 years at UWM, the last 10 as its chancellor. The victim of Tuesday's Walworth County house explosion has died. The sheriff's office says 68-year-old Leland Holden died after being airlifted to a trauma center. Deputies and the Elkhorn Fire Department responded to reports of an explosion and fire in the town of Lafayette. Shortly after 2 o'clock, Holden, the home's sole resident, was located in the rubble. The state fire marshal is assisting with the investigation. A low turnout special primary election in Milwaukee. Unofficial results show State Representative Dora Drake took about 66% of Tuesday's vote, defeating fellow Democratic Representative Lakeisha Myers. With no Republican running for the seat vacated by Senator Lena Taylor, only Drake's name will appear on the ballot next month. The term concludes at the end of the year, and Drake and Myers will both be on the August primary ballot for a full four-year term in the heavily Democratic district. Taylor was appointed as a Milwaukee County judge by Governor Tony Evers. There are lots of fireworks displays and celebrations scheduled for this weekend in Wisconsin. One of those has had to change plans.
With dangerously high water on the Wisconsin River, Sauk Prairie's Fire on the River Festival has been rescheduled from Friday and Saturday to August. Organizers said they can't ensure the safety of the fireworks crew or anyone on or near the river this weekend. The amphitheater where the fireworks display traditionally takes place is completely underwater. The boat launch is inaccessible and the shoreline is not safe. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources advises boaters that they will see more DNR conservation wardens and area law enforcement on the water this weekend as a part of the National Operation Dry Water campaign. Wardens and other participating law enforcement agencies will educate boaters about safe boating practices, including sober boating across the country. Alcohol use is a leading factor in recreational boating fatalities, and 85% of those who drowned in a recreational boating incident were not wearing life jackets. So far in 2024, there have been 4 boating fatalities. Since Operation Dry Water started in 2009, law enforcement officers across the nation removed 6,869 impaired operators from the nation's waterways, preventing dangerous and potentially devastating consequences. If alcohol is involved in your day of boating, have a designated operator. Operating a boat is no different than driving a car. Operation Dry Water is a year-round boating under the influence awareness and enforcement campaign. Its heightened awareness and enforcement 3-day weekend takes place annually around the 4th of July, a holiday unfortunately known for drinking, boating, and deadly incidents. The Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board has modified its office hours. The office, located at 202 North Wisconsin Avenue in Muscadet, will be open from 8 until noon, closed from noon to 12:30, and open from 12:30 until 4:30, Monday through Friday, excluding holidays. If a staff member is not present, a message may be left by calling 608-739-3188 or 1-800-221-3792. Email messages can be directed to Mark Cupp, Executive Director, at mark.cupp@wisconsin.gov, or Marcia Curtis, Executive Assistant, at marcia.curtis@wisconsin.gov. Information may be found on the board's website at lwr.state.wi.us or the Riverway Board Facebook page. Wisconsin State Patrol troopers will have a higher vantage point to spot dangerous driving behaviors in July, thanks to a partnership with the Wisconsin Motor Carriers Association. Troopers will be riding along with semi and bus drivers to enforce laws from an elevated point of view during the annual Trooper in a Truck Enforcement and Education Initiative. The program, designed to reduce the number of crashes and injuries involving commercial motor vehicles, will take place on highways across the state coming up July 8th through the 12th. Trooper in a Truck is a part of Operation Safe Driver Week, a nationwide awareness and enforcement initiative aimed at improving driving behaviors of passenger vehicle and CMV drivers. The Brewer Public Library will be closed today in observance of the Independence Holiday. Activities will get underway shortly for the Lone Rock Celebration, 4th of July. The 5K Water Run Walk gets underway at 8 o'clock today. The annual parade in Lone Rock will be stepping off at 11. The Firecracker Run Walk is in Boscobel today, getting underway at 8 o'clock, a parade to follow later today. And the Black Hawk 4th of July Celebration in Sauk City will include a parade stepping off this morning at 10:30. Lafarge United Methodist Church serving a barbecue chicken dinner from 11 until 4 this afternoon. The Viroqua Community Band performs at the Sherry Butthouse Museum in Viroqua starting at 1 o'clock today. Reedsburg's Freedom Fest will be held from 3 until dusk as well, featuring lots of great events. Let's look at a few things going on this 4th of July. Hopefully the forecast doesn't scare you away. There could be some rain showers, so if you're headed toward a 4th of July event, you may want to take along the umbrella or some rain gear.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
A high today of 83 with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely by late morning, some of which could be strong. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, a low of 63. Friday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers likely and a high of 74. In Richland Center, yesterday we tapped out at 86. We did pick up a little bit of light rain early morning at 1/100th. Right now, after the daytime high yesterday of 86 and a 69-degree midnight reading, we've been as low as 64. It is right now 65 degrees.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor & Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living. And by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, some notes on the local area scene, some scheduled games today, and the Brewers pick up another nice one led by Christian Yelich.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Let an LS Tractor do all those jobs that need to get done. They make tractors from 21 to 101 horsepower. These excellent tractors have hydrostatic transmissions for ease of use. They come with loaders, 3 points, and PTOs to power any attachments. LS has great long-term financing. I would invite you to our indoor showroom at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Today in area action, home talent baseball will have games in the Dells. Cazenovia plays at Wisconsin Dells today. Ashton at Wanakee. Sauk Prairie at Mazamani. Later on today, Plain plays at Reedsburg. During the holiday weekend, 4th of July games in the western section, Argyle is at Wyota, Blanchardville at Schulzburg Benton, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb at Hollandale, Ridgeway is at Dodgeville, Muscadet at Belleville, and Verona at Arena for the annual 4th of July games. In American Legion baseball, the Viroqua Legion 18U team defeated Toma 11-0. A 5K water run walk is going to be held today in Lone Rock. It is hosted by the River Valley Cross Country Team. Their head coach, Steve Stettler, talked about where the proceeds will go.
So the proceeds go to help the River Valley Cross Country Team, and it's a lot of just kind of the team bonding stuff that goes on throughout the year, whether it's a dinner, a pizza party, some t-shirts throughout the season. Sometimes it helps with gear that isn't covered under the normal funding that we get from the schools, uniforms, warm-ups, different things like that. But it's all kind of that team family atmosphere that cross country is.
All runners can register today. It's $15 to compete, and they will also have some t-shirts available while they last. Again, the action will step off a little bit later on today in Lone Rock. You can start signing up beginning at 8 o'clock today, and they'll be signing you up at the Lone Rock Fire Station there. Or actually, it's the Lone Rock Community Building. Race begins at Fireman's Park as well in Lone Rock. On the state scene, Colin Ray and Jacob Junis can combine to shut out the Colorado Rockies last night in the Brewers' 3-0 win. Christian Yelich hit his 9th home run and joined Bryce Terang with 3 hits each. Also, it was announced that Christian will be a part of the All-Star Game starting lineup.
Yeah, not a bad day and a win, you know. So all in all, a pretty good day. We'll always take that, and you know, great job from the guys today.
Colin Ray went the first 7 innings, giving up 6 hits and no runs or walks. Junis got the save. Also, William Contreras will also be a starter for the Major League All-Star Game later this month. The Brewers and Rockies wrap up the 4-game series tonight, with Tobias Myers scheduled to start for Milwaukee. The Brewers also went out and picked up some help, acquiring veteran right-hander Aaron Civale from the Tampa Bay Rays in the National League Central, leading Brewers' latest attempt to boost a starting rotation that's been decimated by injuries. The Brewers are sending minor league infielder Gregory Barrios to Tampa Bay in exchange for Civale. They designated right-hander Taylor Clark for assignment to make room for the new pitcher on the 40-man roster. Elsewhere, the Cubs lost to Philadelphia 5-3, Arizona 12-4 over the Dodgers, Atlanta 3, San Francisco 1, Pittsburgh 5, St. Louis 4, Washington 7-5 over the Mets. Baltimore beat Seattle 4-1, Oakland 5, the Angels nothing, Kansas City 4-2 over Tampa Bay. Detroit beat Minnesota 9-2, also same score, Houston over Toronto, and the White Sox 8, Cleveland 2. Interleague play, Boston 7, Miami 2, Cincinnati 3-2 over the Yankees, San Diego 6-4 against Texas. LeBron James is coming back for a record-tying 22nd season in the NBA, one in which the league's all-time scoring leader could share the floor with his son Bronny as teammates with the Los Angeles Lakers. James has agreed to a 2-year contract to remain with the Lakers, according to a person wishing to remain anonymous. The second year of the deal is at James's option, as well as they look ahead at potentially him playing a couple of years with the team and his son. Multiple reports indicate the Bucks are adding veteran free agent forward Taurean Prince, who played for the Lakers last season. The 6'6" Prince is 30 years old. He averaged just under 9 points and 3 rebounds a game last season. The signing reunites Prince with Bucks assistant coach Darvin Ham, who was head coach for the Lakers last season. Milwaukee will be the 6th team Prince has played for during 9 seasons in the NBA. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Which group do you belong to? The 20% or the 80%? 20% of people exercise regularly, and 80% don't. Hi, this is Tracy. Letting you know whichever group you belong to, Simon's Recreation Complex has an activity that can get you moving. We aim to make exercise fun. Do you like exercising in a group? We have both land and water instructor-led exercise classes. Do you prefer to work out by yourself? Our exercise rooms are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Do you want to exercise with your children in the pool? The pool is open 7 days a week, with times available every day for family swim. Visit our website, simonsrec.com, and complete a complimentary, no-obligation, free 1-week pass. Use this week pass at Simon's Recreation Complex for a great week discovering how exercise can be fun. Simon's Recreation Complex is your community health and recreation facility dedicated to your success and encouraging you to get moving and belong to the 20% group. Call us today at 647-8522.
100.9 WRCO.
Everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA.
Comes to the loving part, one thing is true.
My baby's genuine USA, red, white, and blue.
My baby is American made, born and bred in the USA. From her silky long hair to her sexy long legs, my baby is American made. American made, born and bred in the USA. From her silky long hair to her sexy long legs, my baby is American made.
truth. Yeah, we got different roots. We wear different boots, but we ain't that different when the day is through. So here's to the cowboys and plowboys like me and you, just like me and you.
Just like us, Barton.
You got that right, Luke.
John Pardee and Luke Bryan, some classic movies that have been released over the 4th of July holiday and weekend in the past. Some of the top ones, including The Patriot, which featured Mel Gibson, that came out in the year 2000. Die Hard 2 with Bruce Willis, which was released in 1990. Coming to America with Eddie Murphy in 1988. Spider-Man 2 in 2004. A League of Their Own came out over the 4th of July in 1992. Apollo 13 in 1995. Yes, I think I probably saw them all. I'm not sure if it was over the 4th of July weekend, but it certainly would have been that summer. Men in Black, the original one, came out in 1997. Independence Day in 1996. Terminator 2, Judgment Day in 1991. And probably the top one of all time released over the 4th of July holiday in 1985. The original, the very first, Back to the Future.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee. Limit one per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays. And 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase. So quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
We are having the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Moroqua Hills Golf Course. You can't be the winner if you don't buy a ticket. Get your ticket today. Just $10 per ticket. This could be your year.
The Richland Family Thrift Shop is open Wednesday through Friday from 9 until 5, Saturdays from 10 until 4. Please come and shop for treasures, where the profits of your purchases stay in our community. Please follow them on Facebook and WRCO for updates. Thank you for your understanding and for your support. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center. 65 degrees here at WRCO Radio as we look at highs of around 83 before all is said and done today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely a little bit later on this morning. We want to say happy birthday to everybody celebrating. There are some very patriotic birthdays. We'll look down at the complete list next hour here. But those born on the 4th of July, that was, what, the name of a movie. Also the famous song, Yankee Doodle Dandy, born on the 4th of July, right? So happy birthday today to Braxton, who celebrates a special day today. All the best.
Stole my first whiskey kiss on the back of one. Heard my first country song through the dash of one. Made millions of memories between those two doors. Yeah, I come from a long line of Chevys and Fords.
Lots of beer cans and dogs and road in the back. And Mom always wanted a Cadillac, but that was a few dollars more than we could afford. So I
Chevys and Ford. They were red, white, and rusty, all dented up and dusty. They were sitting in that truck.
That's right.
Billy Ray Cyrus and Johnny Maguire and those Chevys and Fords. A great American tune on the 4th of July. WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It